Joey to come out of, out the way he did. And Energy Flash was some other shit. You know, it was really some other shit. It was like, I don't know how to explain. It was a nice track, though. It still is today.
I think that broke the back of a lot of things. You know, it was just so different.
I think for me, it was hearing it for the first time about 7 in the morning at sort of as close as we can get to Stonehenge Krusty Festival thing, the Spiral Tribe. And I was just about, I was saying, right, I'm going to go to my tent now. I've had enough. And the sun was coming up and someone just started playing that. And I just thought, what the hell is that? And it just sounded like how I felt. Do you know what I mean? This crazy sound. It was just, I can't believe this record. It's so hard and mad and, you know.
Great, brilliant records. I mean, even people, I know people that even aren't into house music or techno have heard that and gone, what's this? This record's mad. And that's like 10 years after it was released.
Energy Flash redefined the limits of dance music. But its dark minimalism and brooding intensity was too much for the house scene.
I guess maybe I was disillusioned because, you know, I guess in England they just said, no, this is techno, son. You're making techno records and we're going to call you techno. We're going to sell your stuff. We're going to like it, whatever. But as long as you have that techno label affixed to you, you know. But, you know, I thought I was making house music. You know, I just thought I was making house music, but with a different edge.
Too hardcore for New York, Beltram found his spiritual home in Europe. At clubs like Rage in London, house was getting harder, darker. DJs pitched records up on the decks to increase the tempo.
It was about fucking just getting down, getting nuts. You know what I mean? That's what it was about. People going fucking mental. That's all this club was about. And yeah, we were filled on drugs. Yeah, it was all tits. Going fucking ballistic. But that's what it was about.
When I played at Rage for the first time, well, the atmosphere, that was the first place I ever saw with a laser. That was just like, swallowed up the whole dance floor.
It was just absolutely mad. There's this fucking laser going mental on people's heads.
Just walking in the energy and the vibe and everything, it was crazy.
Fucking everyone's got their shirts off going absolutely fucking mental. You know what I mean? On these podiums going crazy. And I thought, fucking hell, this is intense.
You know, you had from models to hippies to students to stockbrokers. We're just all in there, just, you know, loving the music.
Because it was like, you saw black people, white people, and it was just like, there was... It was just raving, whistling, shouting, there was horns going off, and it was like a football match, I mean.
Hardcore. It wasn't just a sound, but a whole attitude.
Because I was like there, always trying to think, I'm gonna design a fucking tune. I've got the tune that's just going to fuck people up. You know, I'll be fucking dropping ease in like fucking 5 a night, I'll be fucking off my tits. So, well, guys, I'm buzzing, let's make music. So, you know, I heard this tune last night, I heard this. And you start fucking around and things start coming out. The thing you can't forget, the instinctive thing, all I wanted the people to do was dance. I EQ Terminator on about 5 E's and I was standing on the fucking desk on the roof. The first time I played a tune, I was like, fuck, you know. My fucking hair went like whap, straight up. And I remember, I just closed my eyes and I was fucking buzzing up my nut. I just came up with about 2 eddies. I just felt this whole fuck, I felt like I am the fucking king of this club, right? And I just felt this warm beam across me.
You're talking about these that I haven't done yet.
I want to take a second to apologize for the language. Goldie has a nasty voice. I really want to get through this thing. I'm doing my best to get these edits in. So this guy who is cursing his brains off here, I'm just going to talk over him, is Goldie, legendary drum and bass and jungle producer. He's rocked many clubs, including this Rage club they're talking about here on the show.
Goldie took hardcore's breakbeat and hammered it into a whole new sound, drum and bass.
I didn't want it to be about my mother or about Timeless or about, you know what I mean, a select piece of music. It was just about making people fucking dance. That's it.
The sound was getting, like, really dark and, like, heavy. tempos started to speed up a little, and it just got like a lot more sophisticated than it was. It wasn't just like really simple kind of dub beelines anymore. We started like to get more into like the synthesis of like the bass lines, and like it wasn't just like sampling a hip hop break and speeding it up anymore. It was actually using like samples like chopped up and looped, reversing them, and the whole process basically got like a lot more sophisticated.
I remember seeing Derek, man. I met him previously before that, and somebody says, that's the guy that did Strings of Life. Oh, fuck. Fuck. And it always in the back of my mind was, I want to fucking freak that guy out. Because I always wanted to freak out the guys that were making the fucking music. And I remember saying, I said to him, look, Derek, I want to play you something in the car. But I don't need to fucking get out of the car. He said, what do you mean? It's like, what do you fucking mean? That's why it's like 20 fucking 2 minutes long, you know what I mean? So he's like, what? I'm like, it's 22 minutes long. He's like, all right, so, but you can't speak, though. I just want to play this in here. I sat him in the car and I just fucking pressed play and I thought, fucking see you later.
Inner City Life took drum and bass into realms of sophistication previously unthought of.
He came into my office. He sat down in front of me and said, what do you want? I said, oh yeah, you're good. So, cause I'm fucking good. What do you want? He was really aggressive. And then he sort of threw this cassette at me. And I didn't know what I was going to get. And I had to sit there for 20 minutes, 22 minutes to be precise, and listen to Inner City Life. And I said, right, where do I sign?
Goldie's debut album, Timeless, catapulted drum and bass out of the clubs and into the charts.
When I met Goldie, I was probably as excited about him as a sort of star as I was about his music. I mean, I was knocked out by his music, but I really did think, you know, that my time had come, that, you know, after, say, not signing Soul to Soul or Nana Cherry or whatever, this was the next one to come along that could be a truly international megastar.
No matter what happens, I will never make another piece like Timeless. I will never make, you know... Timeless will always be the best drum and bass album ever. You will never ever beat that album.
So we're almost to the end of this series here, and Goldie, he's a great producer, and he really is, I would say he embodies the idea of the superstar DJ. Definitely, I mean, he obviously doesn't care what he says, so... you know, he's a personality like that, but he's also got some depth to his personality. He has dated Bjork in the past, a whole lineup of famous models, I'm sure. And so Goldie and LTJ Bookham, both mega superstars in this new genre moving forward of laid-back drum and bass. We got about 15 minutes left in the program this week, and I want to play some special music for you. I wanted to play another song by The Knife, so I'm going to play that from Jen Lasher and Baby Ann's 2-CD DJ mix album compilation called Assault and Battery. This is Heartbeats, followed by another choice jam on Jen Lasher's mix here called The Battery Mix. You're listening to the FM Experiment every Friday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock right here on KNDS LP Fargo. Commercial-free radio for everyone in the Red River Valley and around the world at kndsradio.com. This hour programming, of course, brought to you by Salon Y. 7th floor of the Black Building, downtown Fargo. You can reach them at 356-9955. That's 356-YYKK. We'll be back again next Friday night with the 12th installment of the History of House Music. One night to be confused, one night to speed up truth. We had a promise made for nights and men away, both under influence.
are listening to the FM Experiment on 105.9.
This is Roxanne. Song is called Fashion, also found on that same compilation from Jen Lasher on Zone Records. The mix is called Assault and Battery, and you heard it right here on KNDSLP's FM Experiment.
Got to make it to the city. Got to check the latest scene. I want to find out how to get that look. Look, I saw in the magazine. Cause I wanna dress to impress. I wanna hear them slide. Step into the light. I'm in a stress. Cause I gotta look my best. I make my move tonight. Fashion gets inside your head. Next collection will be red. Models move across the screen.
choose to give it from the Black Ghost, also known as Simeon Mobile Disco. That was the 8-Bit Boy remix. Right now, the Pink Skull. This is the Pink Skull with Drugs Will Keep Us Together, a brand new one I found on Missing Toof. That's T-O-O-F, so missingtoof.com. A great source for new underground music, remixes of pop songs, and the whole bit, really. And still to come, to wrap up the show, I've got a requested Green Velvet for you. Hope you've really enjoyed the programming this week. I want to thank you one more time for all your careful dedication to listening and the phone calls that you put into the show. Podcast only of the last half of the last hour. The last 25 minutes of the show will be available at icebreaks.blogspot.com. But you can find the playlist for the entire program at myspace.com/FM Experiment. Stay tuned for DJ KLMNOP's The Sounds. The show is called This Is Sugar from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock every Friday night. Continuing the electronic block at 9 o'clock promptly, DJ Guy Jean from Renaissance Productions will be in-house bringing you his minimal influences, down-tempo, underground electronic music, micro house, and much more, typically featuring a lot of music from Richard Villalobos and many other classic producers. Hot Chips always on his program. From 9 o'clock to 11, you'll have to find the 9-11 mix right here on KNDS Radio LP Fargo. Stay warm out there this weekend. We'll see you again next Friday night right here on 105.9 at 6 o'clock for another FM Experiment.